Hello and welcome to our reflection for today, Wednesday, the 20th of March. Today we're reflecting on Jesus and his response to the two thieves that were crucified with him. And we've just heard the wonderful Taizé chant echoing Christ's word, echoing the one of the criminals' words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit, and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. Today's reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and beginning at verse 39. One of the criminals who were hanging there kept deriding Jesus and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserved for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My reflection on today's reading is quite short. I am amazed that Jesus, knowing what is literally about to happen to him, still has time to offer the kingdom to one of these criminals who's been crucified next to him. Even though he's about to die, Jesus remembers us and offers us a place in his kingdom alongside that criminal. And it gives me heart, it gives me courage, knowing that there is a place for me in that kingdom, just as there is a place for all of us. All we need to do is to know Jesus as Lord. That's all the criminal does, just acknowledges Jesus for who he is. And I wonder, how can we do that in our lives today? Can we feel that presence of Christ with us? Can we come before him in whatever situation we're in, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, and just say, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom"? Christ is surely there, and we know that Jesus loves us and cares for us. How can we bring ourselves before him today? Amen. So now let's enter a time of prayer. And as we sit with God, we bring to him our dreams and desires, our worries and our fears, our concerns for the world and its people. Lord, today we hold ourselves up to you. We pray that you remember us, that you hold that place for us in your kingdom. We pray that you make us strong enough to declare our faith in you, to know you in our lives, just as that criminal coming to the end of his life knew you in his. Lord, come into our lives today through the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. trusting in the compassion of God. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now let's offer a prayer of dedication. Loving and gracious God, as we journey through this season of Lent, may we relinquish our expectations, be conscious of your Holy Spirit, and invite your presence in our daily lives. May we clear our minds and acknowledge any fears, inadequacies, and challenges that may hinder us from wholeheartedly seeking your wisdom and grace. Our commitment this season is to seek you with affirmation, to be more confident in our listening, and to be open to where you lead us, especially in the dark places. Lord, we travel this Lenten season with the hope that we will be guided by your Holy Spirit. We pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May God, our Redeemer, show us compassion and love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, that brings our reflection to a close for today. Please do join us over the next coming Friday, Monday, Wednesday and Friday as we continue our journey towards the cross. We also hope that we can see you at some of our Holy Week services next week, and it would be lovely to see you on Easter Sunday if you are in the Rickmansworth and Croxley Green area. Wishing you a blessing for this and every day.